That lets you maneuver forward and back with ease. Dual zone audio capability so you and your passenger can listen to separate music. Heated rider and passenger seats and backrests. Heated grips. A full featured infotainment system with 7-inch LCD color touchscreen. Huge locking saddlebags with electric remote and tour trunk with passenger backrest. Plus much more. All to help you journey further than ever. Visit YamahaMotorsports.com to learn more. Then visit Sun and Fun Motorsports to see the incredible all-new Star Venture. Journey further. Sun and Fun Motorsports, 155 Escort Lane Southwest in Iowa City. Dress properly for your ride with a helmet, eye protection, long sleeves, long pants, gloves, and boots. Do not drink and ride. It is illegal and dangerous.
Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Friday at the Colonels, don't miss our first bobblehead giveaway of the season. The first 1,000 fans get a free bobblehead of the 2017 first overall draft pick by the Twins, Royce Lewis. Visit Colonels.com and get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
When it comes to performance, the gas pedal gets all the glory. Until, of course, something gets in its way, like the neighbor kid's ball bouncing into the street. That's why AutoZone carries Duralast brake pads and rotors. They're designed to give drivers performance behind that pedal on the left. With brake pads and rotors and a specialty tool from our Lona Tool program, AutoZone is your one stop for better stopping. Because safe is the new fast, and it's time we put the other pedal to the metal.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Sadler's got the lead. Now he wants the big check.
It's kind of special going home to my home track and race for $100,000.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I wrote this next song for a gal from Cheyenne. Should never have told her how Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats. She said if they could love her pooch as much as she did, then so could I. Well, I couldn't. This next song's called Cat Person. It was a rough, rough night in Wyoming. The cat was out of the bag.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
The Country 500 Music Festival is back at Daytona International Speedway.
How do you like me, man?
With Toby Keith, Chris Stapleton. Dierks Bentley.
We're on a beach sipping some strong.
Sugarland.
Like
Billy Currington. And so much more. Country 500. Memorial Day weekend, May 25th, 26th, and 27th. For tickets and information, visit country500.com. Sponsored in part by Budweiser.
Xfinity Series leader Elliott Sadler's top five run at Bristol Saturday makes him eligible for the second Dash for Cash prize this Friday night at his home track, Richmond Raceway. While he'd love to beat the other three eligible drivers and get the extra $100,000, Sadler knows he has to keep the big picture in mind.
We're off to a good start, and we got some momentum on our side, and you know we want to keep building on that. But I've learned as a driver, because you know I'm 42 years old, not 24, that you know it's all about homestead. So, yes, we are off to a good start, and we're just going to keep building on that and keep our emotions level and then keep on plugging in the right direction.
We've got live coverage of the Toyota Care 250 Friday night at 6:30 Eastern Time. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
You keep using language like that, and you're going to find yourself out of a job.
Welcome back in, and welcome to our number three of the show. Todd Brummelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn with you for the next 55 minutes. 6 o'clock showdown on the way in just a few seconds. We're going to give you an opportunity to take home a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse on First Avenue. You can check them out before you head there. The website is fieldhousefirstav.com. That's Fieldhouse, the numeral one, STAVE.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, KGYM Radio, and click on the link that we've provided you. It'll take you to the Fieldhouse's website. And a big thank you to them for hopping on board with another giveaway this week. We've got a couple excited listeners on the Hertin and Stocker text line whose 30-day grace period is over. They're excited. They want to win some things. Next week, we'll know usually either tomorrow or Friday what we'll have as far as a giveaway for you coming up next week here on the show. Not giving away a trip to Chicago, but if you're interested, we've got details on our website, kgymradio.com. Saturday, May 12th. If it's still snowing on May 12th, I'm going to officially give up. Alex is shaking his head.
Don't even joke about such things.
The Cubs are playing the White Sox at Wrigley Field that afternoon, and we're going. We're taking two buses. Bus number one has sold out a long time ago, so we've added a second bus. The second bus is almost full. We're down to, I believe, about a dozen tickets or so. It's $150 a person. That includes your ticket to the game. It's a very good seat, not a nosebleed seat. Trust me on this one. Round-trip transportation to and from Chicago. We're going to throw in a goodie bag for you, and we're even stopping at the DeKalb Oasis. But you will have to buy your own Illinois lottery tickets. That is my rule. Again, if you're interested in joining us, kgymradio.com is the website. You can look for the link with regard to the bus trip. Cubs-White Sox should be an interesting time, to say the least. While we're talking baseball, before we move on to the showdown, nothing disappoints me more in non-Cubs-related baseball news than seeing a certain particular former Cedar Rapids Colonel wind up on the disabled list.
And I think I know which one you're talking about.
If you had April 18th as the day the Minnesota Twins would put Byron Buxton on the disabled list for the first time this year, well, cash your tickets. Buxton is headed to the DL. He was going to be held out of the lineup today anyway, but the Twins have decided to put him on the DL. He's dealing with a migraine, and I don't know whether they've got any further information on that, but his ailment is at least going to require 10 days on the disabled list, so he'll be eligible to return at the end of April. We'll keep our eyes on that. Hopefully, it's nothing too serious, but he's exciting. He's among the fastest players in Bay. He and Billy Hamilton are 1-2, and Buxton has multiple tools. Hamilton is pretty much speed and a little defense, and the defense is a byproduct of the speed. Buxton can do it all. He's a very, very impressive young man. The problem is he just can't stay healthy. If you're a Twins fan, that's the last thing you probably wanted to see right now. Is it not Buxton hitting the DL?
Definitely. It's the last thing you want to see, but it's kind of the, unfortunately for him, it's sort of, okay, it's par for the course at this point. And I hope that it's not anything that's long-term and he can come back and just miss a few games here or there and has still have a good season. Because when we chatted with Phil Miller, who covers the Twins, about a week ago, he said that, yes, Byron Buxton's numbers to this point aren't pretty, but this start felt a little bit different than years past. Years past, he comes to the plate and he looks lost up there. He's making good contact. He had taken his first walk and things were looking up, and now he's headed to the DL. So hopefully, I say this, maybe he misses 10 days and they only play three games during that time. They are a team stationed in Minneapolis.
That's true.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Not that anybody is wishing for more bad weather. We want good weather in the Twin Cities this weekend, though, because we want the Hawkeyes to be able to get those games
true.
In. If you missed our interview in hour number two with Hawkeye catcher Tyler Cropley, podcast will be available for you shortly at KGYM Radio. Fieldhouse.com. How would you like to take home a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse on First Avenue here in Cedar Rapids? If you have not won anything from us in the last 30 days and your answer to the last question was, yes, I would love to, we need callers number 1 and 2 right now to 319-366-1600. We'll take our first two callers tonight. Seven questions, 60 seconds. We call it the 6 o'clock showdown, and tonight's winner is going to be taking home $30 to the Fieldhouse on First Avenue here in Cedar Rapids. You can use it for a quick bite over your lunch hour. You can stop in with friends or family for a happy hour. They have tremendous happy hour specials there, including on craft beer. You can learn more by going to their website, fieldhousefirstav.com. We've provided a link for you on our Facebook page. Facebook.com, of course, is how you get to Facebook, and then you search and hopefully like. Hopefully you've already liked us, KGYM Radio. As we get ready, Twins-Indians tonight, game two, the final game. They're playing a two-game series, but Jose Berríos scheduled to start for the Twins tonight in San Juan, Puerto Rico. The Indians winning game one of the series last night. Francisco Lindor, a native Puerto Rican, hitting a home run and exciting the native crowd, and maybe Jose Berríos can do the same thing tonight.
Like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
All right, we've got Zach in Cedar Rapids. He's going to be answering Alex's questions and still waiting. We had Sean on the line, and Sean dropped off. So we got Zach in Cedar Rapids. He's with you. And we'll just circle the
airport. Why don't we just have Zach in Cedar Rapids and I go first?
Oh, should we do that? Traditionally, you go first anyway, so that's a great way to go about this.
So, Zach, your reward for staying on the line with us is to go first. You'll have 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. What position does Tyler Cropley play on the Iowa baseball team?
Catcher.
UNI football announced today it will play this Big Ten team in 2020.
Pass.
Hell's Bells. In addition to Royce Lewis, the Colonels are honoring this MLB Hall of Famer with a bobblehead this year.
Pass.
What Big Ten school announced a 1-year contract extension for its men's hoops coach on Tuesday?
Northwestern.
Iowa guard Brady Ellingson is transferring to this Iowa school.
Drake.
What member of the Chicago Cubs recently said the MLB season is too long?
Pass.
Pro wrestler Bruno Sammartino passed away today. What now ironic nickname was he known by?
Pass.
UNI football announced today it will play this Big Ten team in 2020.
Georgia, Illinois.
Okay, Zach, hang on. We've seen two's a tremendous number sometimes on the 6 o'clock showdown. We lost Sean, but we picked up BJ and Marion. You haven't won anything the last 30 days, BJ?
I haven't.
Okay, I bet you know who UNI is playing in 2020, which Big Ten school.
I don't, actually.
Oh,
new to me.
Yeah, they announced today it's going to be Iowa. They've got Iowa State in 2019 and Iowa in 2020. Okay, 7 questions, 60 seconds. The number to beat is 2 whenever you're ready.
Okay.
What member of the KGYM staff is celebrating a birthday today? Okay, where are the Twins playing their... Remember, Alex writes the questions. Where are the Twins playing their series against the Indians?
Puerto Rico.
What Big Ten team does Iowa baseball take on this weekend?
Minnesota.
The expansion Las Vegas Golden Knights swept what team to reach the second round of the NHL playoffs?
The Kings.
Which Big Ten football coach was indirectly threatened on Twitter by one of his former players recently?
Jim Harbaugh.
Reports surfaced this week that this star NFL quarterback is frustrated with his team's personnel decisions.
Ooh. Tom Brady.
What day this week is the Iowa football team holding its spring scrimmage?
Friday.
Would you like to take a stab at the quarterback that is frustrated with his team's personnel decisions again?
Dak Prescott?
Yeah, you got the win in hand. We were going for a Hall of Fame appearance.
You know what?
You didn't quite get there.
As soon as I found out that BJ and Marion was going to be your contestant, I said, well, there's going to be a chance that he gets all of them right.
We have to penalize him for not knowing you and I as playing Iowa in 2020. Thank you, BJ. Hang on tight, and we'll get that $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse in your hands. Worth waiting 30 days to win.
See,
BJ and Marion are winner tonight during the showdown.
The questions that I wrote out, I knew depending on who got them, they were either going to get them all right or all wrong.
This was Hall of Fame material, and...
See, a lot of times people call in that never listen to the show.
Exactly.
Just for
they want to try to win. So
this was my way of making sure that the person who was going to be the contestant was actually paying attention. And when I knew it was BJ, I was like, he might get a cheap Hall of Fame appearance here.
That is the way that the cookie crumbles. I'm lucky I didn't say anything halfway facetious because... It happens to be the Green Bay Packers' personnel decisions that are not sitting well with Aaron Rodgers, and this is a story that's going to be worth keeping an eye on because Aaron Rodgers is the man in Green Bay. They don't really have a backup plan there, and if you don't keep him happy, who knows what happens.
So Aaron Rodgers came out on Twitter. We'll get to the rest of the missed questions in a second. I'll get to mine, but he came out and was complaining about the media and their quote.
It's always the media.
It's always the media.
Why?
Who says that this is quote fake news. Wasn't it him who came out after Jordy Nelson left and said that he basically indirectly said that he wasn't happy about it?
Yeah.
He started this.
Yes,
he
did.
The one. He could have come out and said, okay, well, it's a business. And I understand. Thank you. Thank you for everything, Jordy. Best of luck at your next venture. No, he came out and was visibly upset about it to the media. And now is mad at the media for insinuating that he wasn't happy about it. 2018, man. 2018.
Not good for Green Bay. My questions were a little bit more difficult. My apologies for that.
He got the Tyler Cropley.
We did talk about a number of these on the show, though.
So Ty... Did you ever were you ever in a class where a teacher gave you assigned reading and then asked like the simplest questions on a quiz the next day just to make sure that you were reading?
It's called a central DeWitt education, yes.
That was basically my line of questioning there. So congrats, BJ. But UNI football, you brought it up, announced they will play Iowa in 2020. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are going to be honoring Trevor Hoffman with a bobblehead this year.
Hell's Bells was... a giveaway there.
Nebraska announced a one-year contract extension with Tim Miles yesterday.
Mentioned it on the show yesterday.
Brady Ellingson is transferring to Drake. Anthony Rizzo thinks that the MLB season is too long. And really the only one that differs from my line of questioning was the fact that Bruno Sammartino
died at age 82.
And his nickname was...
The Living Legend, is now ironic. Bruno Sammartino, I never got to watch him wrestle. He worked for Vince McMahon Sr. back in the early WWF days, sold out Madison Square Garden in the New York territory, and as WWF, now WWE, was taking off at the height of Hulkamania in the mid-80s, it was Vince McMahon who served as the broadcaster for many of the wrestling matches alongside Bruno Sammartino. So he was tremendous as a broadcaster and a tremendous Hall of Fame wrestler, passing away at the age of 82. Really interesting backstory. Grew up in Italy as a small child. His family had to hide out from the Nazis and the fascists. Makes his way to the United States, an immigration success story. Tremendous, tremendous professional wrestler, and then goes on to great heights as a broadcaster. So always tough to see people who are really good at what they do pass away in the sports and sports entertainment world. So therefore, a nod to our listeners who enjoy professional wrestling. I thought BJ was going to run the table.
I did too. When I saw it was BJ, I was like,
the Aaron Rodgers
get...
thing is, you could take a step. There's probably a lot of quarterbacks out there that are disappointed, but the Aaron Rodgers stuff is picking up steam in Green Bay. These people have been dumped on by, with 22 inches of snow or something like that.
They are
getting stir crazy, residents. And this is not helping things.
No, I can't
there.
Imagine.
319-366-1600. Are we in need of a break? Or
we are.
We are
in need of a break.
Okay,
so we can
take look
a
at this. Perfect timing here. We're going to get to burning Iowa spring football question number two. You may be wondering, asking yourself, hey, wait a minute, it's Wednesday. Shouldn't it be question number three? Well, we were so jam-packed yesterday that we didn't get to it. So today we ask you burning Iowa spring football question number two, and we'll have that for you in a few minutes, along with a big board update. Cameron Lard, SpaghettiOs, somebody may be in trouble on the Iowa State basketball team. Back with more after this.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings and velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of past and present is the reason Hertin and Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 8 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Ready to advance your career to the next level? Upper Iowa University's Cedar Rapids Center will begin offering a Master of Business Administration this fall. It's an exceptional yet flexible education. Take classes at our center in the evening or online. No GRE exam needed, and it's free to apply. Visit Upper Iowa's Cedar Rapids Center or uiu.edu/Cedar Rapids to apply today. Classes start August 27th. Upper Iowa University, education built for life.
One in five Iowans lives with a disability. A gift to Easter Seals Iowa helps individuals with an intellectual, developmental, or physical disability, autism, or mental illness get the training they need to live, learn, work, and play. Please donate at disabilityia.org today. Easter Seals Iowa, turning disabilities into possibilities. Sponsored by Easter Seals Iowa and aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Well, he wants scores, all the scores from Boston to Chicago.
She wants songs, all her favorite songs from Boston to Chicago.
You sing along to Little Red Corvette every single time it's on the radio.
And you still talk about the Big Red Machine.
Not as much. My teams are L.A. and Philly.
So you're an L.A. woman now.
Yeah, for baseball. And hello, Eagles all the way.
Just because they beat Brady, you are such a pretender.
Oh, Brass in Pocket, another great song.
Smart Sports on KGYM. And Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Bromelcam Show, right here on KGYM.
Give it up, everybody, for Scott Bakula from Quantum Leap.
625 with you for the next 35 minutes. KGYMradio.com, where to go to vote in our poll question, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Remember, you can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. Emil's just celebrated, I believe, their fifth anniversary not too long ago. And here's to many more. They bring you the poll question every day. Today's question, courtesy of Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo. He says the Major League Baseball season is too long. Do you agree with him, yes or no? Vote now, KGYMradio.com. Joining us, what do you think?
I just want to know the question. I think he's absolutely right. Is there anybody other than the MLB owners who don't think it's too long?
Well, fans. I mean, I'm sure there's some fans out there. Here's the problem. This is, you know, you could start the season a little bit later
and
avoid some of the weather issues. And I think that's really driving a lot of this, is the just insane issues that we've been dealing with Mother Nature this year. But the players and the players' union is never going to go for playing more doubleheaders. You could truncate the season, start it later, play more doubleheaders, give the players more time off, days off, but you're going to play day-night doubleheaders where you charge two gates, two admissions. But then what do you say to the position players? The position players aren't going to go for that. They're not going to want to play back-to-back games, and they're going to put up a fight. So there's no simple answer to this. And then you've got the question of Major League Baseball and the records. And we went through this, baseball did, when it expanded from 154 games to 162, and Roger Maris chasing Babe Ruth's record and the asterisk. Now you cut the number of games again. How does that affect some of baseball's records? Remember, baseball's a game that's so entrenched and built around numbers and history that I don't see any movement on this. And you want to talk about alienating some of your fans. You get paid millions of dollars to play a game, and you are complaining that the season is too long and you have to play too many games. Now, I know why he's saying it. I get it. But I don't think that that's a line that's going to resonate with a lot of fans out there. The people who bust their ass to maybe get $150 to go see one baseball game in person a year. Maybe you're going on the bus trip with us, and that's the only time you can afford to see a Major League Baseball game this year. That's the problem with baseball. That's the problem with football, basketball, hockey. The average fan, and remember, you're trying to build the sports, so you've got to get young kids involved, and that means you've got to bring a family, to try to bring a family to the ballpark. You can't do it unless you are extremely wealthy or are upper middle class with a decent amount of disposable income, or you save like crazy and you make it a big splurge. And my family, there's no way in hell I could have ever afforded to go to a Major League Baseball game. I went to my first Cubs game in 1998, my senior year of high school. We sat in the bleachers, and at that point in time, bleacher tickets were still not obscenely expensive. They were priced like bleacher tickets. Now, bleacher tickets are going for more money than some decent seats inside Wrigley are. I don't want to get off on a tangent there, but that's what old men do. And now that I've turned 38, I feel as if I'm an old man. My wife said to me today, "You don't look too bad for 38. She's 6 months younger than I am. So for 6 months now, I have to get the old balls treatment. Oh, well, you're old, dude. Yeah, I know. Your day'll come. And because it's impolite to discuss a woman's age, I can't fight back. This is not good. It's not going to end well for me." Kyle's here in the studio. He's going to bring you a big board update. Here he goes.
The Iowa baseball team beat Northern Illinois yesterday at Duane Banks Field 2-0. Tyler Cropley and Lorenzo Elon each had RBI to take care of the offense, but Trenton Wallace got the start and combined with three relievers to no-hit the Huskies for seven innings. And when all was said and done, seven Hawkeyes had thrown in a one-hitter. Jack Dreyer got the win as the Hawkeyes moved to 22-11 ahead of a weekend series at 25th-ranked Minnesota. A small update on Ahmad Wagner. He's reportedly taking an official visit with the University of Kentucky's football program this weekend. The Wildcats, as well as Louisville, Cincinnati, Akron, and of course Iowa, currently appear to be the biggest contenders for Wagner. ESPN's Todd McShay released his three-round mock draft today and has former Hawkeye James Daniels going 21st overall to the Cincinnati Bengals and Josh Jackson 31st to the New England Patriots. He also projects Josie Jewell 87th overall in the third round to the LA Rams. Iowa State's promising young big man Cameron Lard was reportedly cited for possession of drug paraphernalia during a traffic stop on February 4th. He started every game thereafter, and coach Steve Prohm declined to comment when the story arose today. The Colonels had another game with Beloit postponed today. That makes 7 games played and 6 games postponed. They haven't played baseball in 5 days. Tonight after the show, we've got a couple things going on. First of all, we'll join Puerto Rico native Jose Barrios and the Twins in San Juan as they take on the Indians. You can hear that on 107.5 FM the North Gym. We'll also join Game 2 of the Cavs and Pacers on 106.3 FM the South Gym and 1600 AM the Historic Main Gym.
The Cameron Lard situation, I know people are speculating on it at this point, and Steve Prohm, the way he's talking about it, I think that the situation has already been resolved within as far as Cameron Lard's standing with the program. I'm guessing it was dealt with internally, and you'd be surprised with how many of these occurrences happen around college football and college basketball and kind of go unreported. This one just sort of happened to get out into the media.
Yeah, but this is the kind of stuff that people don't like about college athletics because it feels a little unseemly, right? That this fell through the cracks and because it didn't get... Let me ask you this.
How did it not get reported? I'm curious because...
That's a great question. I guess there aren't enough people who are being paid to actually work as journalists to maybe put in the legwork anymore.
I think that's exactly right.
The Ames Tribune needs to be credited for that story. It is their story, and they are the ones that did indeed discover this. But my only question in situations like this is, had that become public, does he get suspended? And I think the answer is yes. And so because it didn't become public, you just carry on and you don't...
I don't know.
Where people are going to have an issue. And if you're an Iowa State fan and you think that this is somebody with an agenda going after the Cyclones, it's not. I would say the exact same thing about Iowa or you and I. This is college sports. If it's out of sight, it's out of mind. And what the people don't know isn't going to hurt him. And that's how you get, on a much grander scale, events like Penn State and Michigan State. Well, and I'm not drawing a parallel there, but what I'm saying is, if it's not out there in the public, you have people behind the scenes working to not make it public.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to know basically what the repercussions would be. I see things like this happen, and even if it does get out public, drug paraphernalia charge with he has a pipe and there's marijuana residue in it. Okay, well, we'll deal with this internally. We'll make him stay after practice for a couple extra wind sprints. We'll make him climb the ladder. I don't know if Iowa State has that, but this sort of thing does happen all the time, and I think that I'm not sure that he would be suspended. I don't know the answer to that, but the fact that it's been this long and that this happened in February, so I don't know. I don't understand how it took this long for it to come out.
319-366-1600. That's the number to use the Hurtine and Stocker text line to reach us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. You're also going to want that number to answer the following question, the burning Iowa spring football question number 2, and it's my favorite one this time of year. Who is going to be this year's spring game hero? And what we mean by that is, who's going to be the one guy who shows well and everybody loses their mind over, and then we probably never hear from them again next season? 319-366-1600. Who's the guy, the Don Nordman, who's that guy that everybody's going to be buzzing about And then it turns out you get the cold, hard reminder that you are just watching one of 15 practices and you're catching a guy on a good day. 366-1600. We'll take your calls and texts when we return. Back after this.
Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative is committed to providing electricity that's reliable, cost-effective, and sustainable. Did you know nearly 60% of their electricity comes from emission and carbon-free resources? That minimizes the impact on our natural environment, which is good for everybody. How does Linn County REC do this? With their generation mix. It's a diverse fuel mix of coal, nuclear, hydro, landfill gas generation, wind, solar, natural gas, and oil energy resources. When Linn County REC members switch on a light or the computer, they know they're using more sustainable and environmentally friendly power. And with such a variety of energy sources in the mix, it also means increased reliability across a broad spectrum of conditions, including severe weather here in Iowa. The generation mix is good stuff, and just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Friday at the Colonels, don't miss our first bobblehead giveaway of the season. The first 1,000 fans get a free bobblehead of the 2017 first overall draft pick by the Twins, Royce Lewis. Visit Colonels.com and get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
He's still out here trying to convince the world that he's the man.
Who's this year's spring game hero, even though it's not really a spring game for the Hawkeyes? 319-366-1600. Todd Brommelkamp, Alex Kuhn with you for the next 20 minutes before we turn things over to ESPN National Programming and Twins baseball. Twins baseball coming up for you on 107.5 FM as they look to get game two of that brief series with the Indians in San Juan, Puerto Rico in tonight. And Jose Berríos, the former Colonels right-hander, on the mound. I tell you, one of the more interesting pieces of memorabilia that I own, and I completely lucked into this, was I went up with some friends from the Cedar Rapids Colonels a couple years ago to Twins Fest, which is the annual fan fest over the winter that the Twins put on at Target Field every year. And they have a garage sale every year where they, I mean, it's everything from spring training uniforms to leftover giveaways to a number of items, just completely random things. And I'm searching through, and I actually found our pal Tommy Watkins, former Colonels manager. I found a jersey that Tommy wore during his time in the Twins dugout as a coach after, I think it was the 2013 season. He joined the team in September for a couple weeks. And I'm looking through this rack of spring training jerseys, and I came across Jose Berríos' number 98. And this is the year after he was in Cedar Rapids, so it would have been his jersey that he wore in spring training with the big league team before he joined the Colonels. So 2013.
So maybe his first year of big league camp.
Yes. And so I have that, and I got him to sign it.
And that's awesome.
It's a that was
that's going to be worth
I'd say
quite
it's
a bit of money.
I'd say
here
it's
shortly.
A lottery ticket, but it's not going anywhere. It's on
yeah,
a hanger in my closet at home, and eventually it's going to be most likely framed and displayed somewhere. But that's probably the luckiest. I'm not a lucky guy. I don't fall into stuff like that normally.
Now, is that one of those items where, yes, you know, realize that you could sell that for a lot of money, but based on your interactions with Jose and knowing how good of a kid he is, it's going to be kind of sentimental and you'll never get rid of it?
Part of it, but part of it's how good I think he's going to be as a player. But
well, that
was,
too.
I'm in it for $50. The jersey was $50. And I thought, hey, I think this kid's going to be good. I'm going to buy this in amongst a rack of, I'd name off some of the guys. Even hardcore Twins fans probably don't recognize some of the names that were on this rack. But
is that where you said that's where you found the Tommy Watkins
yes,
jersey?
Yes, they actually paid more money for the Tommy
what?
Watkins jersey
no
than
offense,
I did
Tommy.
For Jose Berríos's. Yeah, because his was a regular season jersey and the Berríos one was spring training. Who cares? Who cares, right? 366. 1600. This year's spring game hero, it's not really a game, it's going to be a practice, but they are going to do some scrimmage situations. I think the easy money here would be on AJ Epenesa, especially after they announced yesterday that Parker Hesse was not going to participate on Friday, being held out due to injury. But is there a backup running back out there? Is there a fourth string walk-on wide receiver that's going to wow us on Friday night? 366-1600. Alex, who is your pick to click Friday that we will then likely never hear from again?
So I'm going based on the momentum of the chatter about a certain player going into the spring game and what I think the spring game the spring practice format will look like and how the defense usually is a step ahead of the offense at this time. Now, I know there's going to be more experience on the offensive side of the football than the defensive side of the football, but I'm going to take a backup. I'm going to take a backup at a position of need, in particular a position that's replacing what will be a first-round draft pick next Thursday, and I think that Geno Stone is going to be talked about as a first-team Big Ten type player following the spring game, because if I know anything this time of year, Nate Stanley is and the quarterbacks are going to be a little erratic. They're going to be a little bit off kilter with their receivers, so there's going to be chances for interceptions. And just like last year when Jake Gervais was this very player that we're talking about with three interceptions in the spring game, I think Geno Stone will be that guy this year.
And Jake Gervais got some run yesterday from Phil Parker. He brought him up early on in discussing the defense. This is an interesting one for me because I'm only looking at the two deeps, and I think you could go much, much deeper than that. But a guy whose name came up yesterday that Phil Parker mentioned him, and I can see people being excited about him because we haven't really seen a ton of him. Plus, I like his name. I think he's got a great name. Barrington Wade. Barrington Wade sounds like a guy who would maybe be a really solid investment banker, but Iowa is banking on him being an outside linebacker for them next year. He's listed as the second string behind Nick Neiman on the spring depth chart. There's been a lot of talk about Imani Jones, Jack Hockaday, Christian Welch, but Phil Parker brought up Barrington Wade the other day. I could see him. See, here's what happens. People who really pay attention to what the coaches are saying in these Tuesday media availabilities, they go in with preconceived notions. They want to see certain things. And so I think there are going to be some people at Kinnick Stadium on Friday who are going to have their eyes on Barrington Wade, number 35, by the way, if you're unfamiliar, and they're going to project what they want to see on him, whether or not the results are there or not. Now, again, the question is, what are we even going to see on Friday? Because they have been very careful to remind us this is going to be more of a practice than it's going to be a scrimmage. And that's probably not a big draw for a ton of people. But I'll tell you what, this weather is so god-awful that if it helps to think warm thoughts and September and kickoff, there might be a couple thousand people at Kinnick Stadium on Friday. You tell me how many people are going to be there for what's basically a practice and not a scrimmage. They don't. This isn't Nebraska. They're not selling $10, $20 tickets to get in. It's free. You show up. Hey, you get cold. You leave. Right? I mean, Yes. There's no obligation to sit through the whole thing. I've never been a guy who enjoys standing there watching offensive linemen slap pads and defensive linemen slap pads and agility drills and some of the things that you see. It's just not my cup of tea. But you, the listener, if it's your cup of Earl Grey, by all means, gates open at 6 o'clock and the practice starts at 7 on Friday. Who's this year's guy we're never going to hear from again after the spring game? 366-1600.
The weather looks like it's going to be pretty good on Friday. High of 58. I'm just guessing at this point, but maybe high 40s by practice time. I'll tell you, the two players or a group of players that will not be seen as well following this scrimmage, and that's the offensive line. I think that in the spring, this goes for pretty much every program, especially developmental programs. The offensive line is definitely a step behind. And when you're replacing a stalwart in the middle like James Daniels and Keegan Render will have to step in, and we've heard some really good things about him, but at this point, he's not James Daniels, who Dane Brugler of NFL Draft Scout called the best center prospect in the NFL draft since Alex Mack, which is really high praise. The offensive line is going to need some time to gel, and it's not going to be there. And Tristan Wirfs on the outside and guys like Alaric Jackson they're going to get beat. They're going to give up some pressures. They're going to give up some sacks. And I know the quarterback can't get hit, but they're going to give up some sacks because, A, it's very difficult to block some of these defensive ends that Iowa has one-on-one, and B, they're still learning the positions as well. So I think that a lot of people are going to be concerned about the offensive line, but know going into these practices that it's pretty much designed for the defensive ends to win.
Number 46, senior fullback Austin Kelly out of Hickory Hills, Illinois. There you go. I just basically did the equivalent of spinning a globe around and plucking my finger on it. This is where I'd like to take a vacation.
29-22 with
Baghdad.
The text to the day.
No, thank you.
Can we rename the Spring Hero Award the Derek Willis Award?
Well, good example. Look, maybe people are hesitant because they think this is running down college kids. That's certainly not what this is intended to do.
No.
I just, for years we talked, Brent Balbinot and I used to joke about winning the Don Nordman Award. Don Nordman had a tremendous spring one year, great spring game, and then never heard from him again. So that's more what this is about. 366-1600, 649. Good news, by the way, today in college baseball, for those of you who now enjoy college baseball because the Hawkeyes are winning, the NCAA is taking a look at some of the arcane rules in college baseball. They are now going to approve teams playing fall exhibitions. Softball already does this. They're going to allow teams to play two of them. So not a ton, but it's going to give teams a chance to play a little bit more organized fall ball moving forward and not count against their 56 games in the spring. Good move by the NCAA. They're also taking a look at the transfer rule. Maybe we'll have more on that coming up on tomorrow's program, because I know Pat Hardy at allhawkeyes.com wrote a piece this week that I found very interesting in terms of how the transfer rule, as it applies especially to men's basketball at Iowa, isn't exactly putting the Hawkeyes on a level playing field with some other programs out there. So perhaps we'll take a look at that. Coming up on the program tomorrow, not only will we have Woodja and another opportunity for you to take home a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, but we're going to have Ben Godar with us, and he's going to give some details about a new documentary that's in the works on the creation of the Cy-Hawk Trophy. And not, I'm not talking about the Pewter family, the much pilloried Cy-Hawk Trophy that wound up getting scrapped. And I'm talking about the original Cy-Hawk Trophy in the late 70s, how the series was renewed, how the trophy itself came into existence. I'm looking forward to this. It's something I saw on Facebook a couple weeks ago that this was going to be taking place. It's local Des Moines documentary maker, and they reached out, and I said, what a coincidence. I saw this on Facebook. And so we'll talk a little bit about that, especially with interest in the Hawkeye football program right now being so high with spring football coming to a close on Friday at Kinnick Stadium. 6:51, quick timeout. We come back. We will put the finishing touches on a Wednesday edition of the program, and then I'm going to probably go break the seal on one of Alex's birthday gifts for me. Back after this.
Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative is committed to providing electricity that's reliable, cost-effective, and sustainable. Did you know nearly 60% of their electricity comes from emission and carbon-free resources? That minimizes the impact on our natural environment, which is good for everybody. How does Linn County REC do this? With their generation mix. It's a diverse fuel mix of coal, nuclear, hydro, landfill gas generation, wind, solar, natural gas, and oil energy resources. When Linn County REC members switch on a light or the computer, they know they're using more sustainable and environmentally friendly power. And with such a variety of energy sources in the mix, it also means increased reliability across a broad spectrum of conditions, including severe weather here in Iowa. The generation mix is good stuff, and just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brodelkam Show right here on KGYM.
We're supposed to be professionals.
Final couple minutes. A very professional thing to do right now would be to kick it over to Kyle. He's got a big board update for you, our final one of the evening.
The Iowa baseball team beat Northern Illinois yesterday at Duane Banks Field 2-0. Tyler Cropley and Lorenzo Elin each had RBI to take care of the offense, but Trenton Wallace got the start and combined with three relievers to no-hit the Huskies through seven innings, and when all was said and done, seven Hawkeyes had combined to throw a one-hitter. Jack Dreyer got the win as the Hawkeyes moved to 22-11 ahead of a weekend series at 25th-ranked Minnesota. A small update on Ahmad Wagner. He's reportedly taking an official visit with the University of Kentucky's football program this weekend. The Wildcats, as well as Louisville, Cincinnati, Akron, and of course Iowa, currently appear to be the biggest contenders for Wagner. ESPN's Todd McShay released his three-round mock draft today, and he's got former Hawkeye James Daniels going 21st overall to the Cincinnati Bengals, Josh Jackson 31st to the New England Patriots, and also Josie Jewell 87th overall in the third round to the LA Rams. Iowa State's promising young big man Cameron Lard was reportedly cited for possession of drug paraphernalia during a traffic stop on February 4th. He started every game thereafter, and Coach Steve Prohm declined to comment when the story arose today. The Colonels had another game with Beloit postponed today. That makes 7 games played and 6 games postponed. They haven't played in 5 days. Tonight after the show, we've got a couple things going on. First of all, we're going to join Puerto Rico native Jose Barrios and the Twins in San Juan as they take on the Indians. You can hear that on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We'll also join Game 2 of the Cavs and Pacers on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 1600 AM, the Historic Main Gym.
Do you have any idea what it's like to be stuck in Beloit, Wisconsin, and have a game canceled, and you have to find entertainment for yourself and your teammates?
I think I do.
I've lived that before. It's not fun.
It's a little bit different situation, but I was in the same type of situation in Medford, Oregon. It might sound good, but in the middle of a forest fire you've never been there. There's not much there. I can only imagine what is Beloit, the one place where teams, is it that one place where teams are like, oh, we got to go to Beloit?
Beloit and Clinton.
Okay.
Clinton has nicer facilities, and Beloit's just in a league of its own, and I'm not referencing Gina Davis movies. There's a gas station that sells fireworks within walking distance of the team hotel, and the team hotel used to be, and I'm not making this up, not disparaging them by any stretch of the imagination, but the team hotel was a Ramada with outdoor entry. Usually, I judge my hotels on whether or not I have to go into a building, a physical building, to get into my room. If I can enter my room from the parking lot,
that's actually a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. But they do have a Walmart that's within walking distance as well. And when it's this cold and most of your players are from the South and you're up there in April, that Walmart sells a lot of Carhartt clothing. I will tell you that much. Beloit, making your own entertainment. Cedar Rapids Colonels, good luck with that. Colonels, by the way, will be home on Friday night, taking on the Kane County Cougars. It's Royce Lewis bobblehead. We've got one here in the studio, thanks to our friends
like
at the Colonels. It does look exactly like him. They put the number 1 on his back, even, for a first-round draft pick. That'll do it. We'll talk Cyhawk Trophy tomorrow. Would ya on tap, plus another chance for you to take home a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse on First Avenue here in Cedar Rapids. 107.5 FM listeners, Twins and Indians from Hiram Bithorn Stadium in San Juan, Puerto Rico. It's on the way for you next. Talk to you tomorrow.
Well, he wants scores, all the scores.